America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's when the offense was kind of struggling. And they were passing, I think, 22 pass attempts for Mahomes in the first half, and he had a great game. But they were clearly trying to pass the football, and Vita Vea was wrecking the interior of that offensive line. And you and I had put something on the rundown as well at that point in time, and I was like, why are they abandoning the run? For them,
at one point, it's like 7 carries for 16 yards, and they just stopped giving it to
And I understand, like, some would argue, well, they just didn't have success. I thought they abandoned it too early. Then they got back to it on the first drive, I think, or maybe second drive of the third quarter. And it was 4 straight runs, and I think 5 out of 9 plays were run plays. They got Kareem Hunt going again. Naturally, guess what opened up? Travis Kelce started to get open because they were able to run the football. All of that was complimentary, and Kareem Hunt ends up having a stellar game. You look at his stat line, you would have thought he was running throughout the entire first and second half. It was mainly second half, third quarter yardage for Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
I just think it was a lesson that I know you have Mahomes, and now you got D-Hop, and he was great and all that, but when this offense has been at their best, they've also been running the football. I think it's hopefully it was a bit of a warning, like, don't abandon the run. And I guess ultimately they didn't abandon it because they went back to it in the second half. But it felt like they, for a little while, they were giving up on it too quickly. And I'm glad they got back to it. To me, that's why they won the football game. Well, they got back to it. That's what opened up the passing game again in the second half, because Vita Vea was wrecking them when they were dropping back and passing. 4 sacks in the first half.
I think if you look, yeah, I know. And then they didn't let up another sack the rest of the game. If you look at this, I have never felt better about their situation than where they are right now, because I have watched Andy Reid forget the run a bunch of times. And you know what he normally, he doesn't go back to it, dude. That's it. He just forgets about the run, and he tries to pass himself out of a paper bag, right? He does whatever he can to survive just throwing the ball. And sometimes it works. It is certainly worth playing times. This is one of the few times I will say in the entire time I've watched Andy Reid where I watched him turn that back on. They were down. So they were down 17-10, and then they went back to the run. That feels like I never see that under Andy. And again, there aren't a lot of criticisms you can make about him. But one of them, when we were joking earlier this season about the things that just let go with Andy, is that sometimes he forgets about the run. What was crazy is it wasn't effective. I think the reason why they had abandoned it early is they got themselves in some longer second and third downs because they weren't moving the ball very well. But what I was surprised by is normally they keep running on second down, and they had just let that go early and then turned it back on. Kareem Hunt ran with more juice in the second half of that game than I think the most since I saw in the first game of his time in Kansas City. That was the most energy and effort I have seen him run with since that very first game back in a Chiefs uniform. He was great. And yeah, I think that is, as much as like Mahomes is great, and that's another huge reason why they won, the Kareem Hunt stuff might have been the single biggest reason why the offense had success in the second half. Built off everything. Every single touchdown drive they had.
The final stat line, that he tied his most carries of the season. He had 27 carries last night for 106 yards in the touchdown, the game-winning walk-off touchdown, as we all know, in overtime last night. Against New Orleans, he had 27 carries for 102. So both Monday Night Football games, are his two best performances of the season. And we know he doesn't have the breakaway speed anymore, but he had the run for, what was it, 15 yards or so last night.
It was a good run.
Which was, I can't remember, maybe who put it out, but it was like the longest run from a running back the Chiefs have had.
In a year.
Yeah, I mean, Isaiah Pacheco obviously is another tough, hard runner, but usually doesn't have the 20-plus yard runs or anything like that. No, Kareem Hunt's been, I mean, it goes without saying, he has been so important for why they're undefeated, and they got him off the street, and he has been as... We said yesterday, the second best running back in a couple metrics in football heading into last night's
efficiency,
game.
It only got better.
Yeah, I mean, he averaged 3.9 yards, which isn't the best yards per carry. But
that only went down because of that last drive.
Well,
and a little bit in the early.
First half, yeah. He wasn't doing much. Second half, he was awesome. And I just hope that was a wake-up call, though, as well. Like, even if it's struggling for a quarter or for a half, you got to get back to it because it changes everything for this offense when they're able to run the football.
Kelce, Mahomes and DeAndre Hopkins finished with 304, mm-hmm. I think, total yards and 3 touchdowns. Pretty good day.
Yeah.
Pretty good day at the off. Oh, you got it to your 3 best players? Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce, DeAndre Hopkins, and Kareem Hunt? Well, good. Good. I can't believe the 2 of those players weren't even on this team to start the year.
That's what's amazing.
2 of the Chiefs' best offensive weapons didn't even start the year as a Chief. But who cares? One was on the street and the other was available for a 5th, maybe 4th round pick. So it works for me.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.